Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Not just gay marriage, but also gay adoption is an issue in the presidential race. Mitt Romney backsliding recently from an endorsement of legal gay adoption to just an acknowledgement that it exists. We'll play those clips. But what really exists is a patchwork of state laws. Let's take a look at how the laws and our ideas around parenthood are changing with Carlos Ball, professor of law at Rutgers and author of the new book, The Right to Be Parents, LGBT Families and the Transformation of Parenthood. Professor Ball, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you for having me, Brian.
And just by the sheer coincidence of you being a Rutgers professor, any thoughts that you have on the Tyler Clementi, Darun Ravi case and the sentence?
My own personal view, not speaking for Rutgers, but my own personal view is that it came out just about right. I think the point was made. The conversations we've been having have been important ones. And I think a 30-day sentence was a fair outcome.
All right. And listeners, again, you can keep that conversation going if you want on our webpage, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer's show. You'll see the webcam spying verdict aftermath conversation taking place there. So the status under the law of LGBT parents does vary from state to state. Take New Jersey, where you are, just as an example. They don't sanction same-sex marriage, but where do they fall on the spectrum of parenting rights?
Well, actually, New Jersey is quite good from an LGBT rights perspective. New Jersey for over 10 years now has allowed same-sex couples to adopt. And in custody and in visitation disputes, the law in New Jersey is quite clear that you're not supposed to take sexual orientation of one of the parents into account in determining who has custody or visitation rights.
And Governor Christie shows no inclination to mess with that?
No, absolutely not. And it's one of the differences really between the marriage issue and the parenting one is that you have elected officials taking one position on the marriage issue but remaining sometimes silent on the parenting question.
And what are the ends of the spectrum? Give us an idea of the range from state to state.
Yeah, well, there is a huge range. This is primarily, as you mentioned, an area of state law. So there's very little uniformity. So in states primarily in the South, perhaps not surprisingly, we have very little recognition of parental rights for lesbians and gay men.
And we should mention that LGBT individuals and couples become parents in many different ways, including adoption, foster parenting, donor insemination, surrogacy, having children from previous heterosexual relationships, adopted by your new partner. So there are laws governing all of those scenarios, not just adoption in the way we usually think of it.
That's absolutely right. I mean, traditionally, of course, the vast majority of individuals become parents in the old-fashioned way. And there was, of course, for almost a century, a system of adoption primarily for heterosexuals who could not have children in the old-fashioned way. But so, one of the amazing things about LGBT families, as you noted, is the wide diversity. You have many, many different ways of becoming a parent, and that's been happening for a while, and the law has slowly tried to catch up to that reality.
Listeners, especially if you are LGBT and parents, maybe you want to call up and in the next few minutes tell us some of your stories and some of the legal hurdles that you faced. Maybe you were surprised at the state law in the state in which you live. Maybe you even moved so you could be in a place like New Jersey where it's easier to do. I don't know. 212-433-WNYC for Carlos Ball, author of The Right to Be Parents. 212-433-9692. So I guess at one extreme would be something like the 1975 case where a California court stripped a lesbian mother of her custody rights because she was living openly with another woman.
That's right. And in my book, I tell the stories of several of those cases, many of them from the 1970s and 80s, in which individuals lost custody of their children for no reason other than the fact that they were living openly with somebody of the same sex.
Meaning a biological parent lost custody to the other biological parent. Because, in this case, she was in a gay relationship.
That's right. Sometimes they lost custody to another parent. There are even worse cases where they lost custody not to another parent, but sometimes to their own parents. So a grandmother, after learning that her daughter was a lesbian and in an open relationship, sought custody of her grandchild in a court in Virginia in 1995, granted the grandmother custody and stripped the biological mother.
So the grandparent got custody over the biological parent because the court looked so askance at the biological parent being in a gay relationship.
And this is the same court, by the way, that had upheld the custody rights of a convicted murderer, of somebody who had killed – this is a father who had actually killed his ex-wife's boyfriend in front of the child. And this person, this same court, upheld custody for that individual but denied custody for the lesbian mother. Really an outrageous, outrageous story.
Mark in Plainfield, you're on WNYC. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how are you doing?
Thanks for calling.
Good, sure. Love the show, of course. I was just really interested in what you're talking about because I have a very positive experience. My partner and I have been together many years, had a great experience in New Jersey, as your guest was saying, with the DIFAS system, who were very welcoming, open to us, and never questioned the fact that we were gay parents. And the school that the kids have gone to, teachers and other family members have been good, and the church that we belong to has been very supportive and welcoming. And it's kind of in direct opposition to some friends of ours who lived in Virginia who were trying to, a lesbian couple trying to adopt a family member, actually, a niece, and the state wasn't allowing it. And so I just wanted to echo that, yeah, New Jersey does seem to be a welcoming place for us.
And that based on your friend's experience, states really are different. Mark, thank you very much for that.
Yeah, and that's right. And you know, New Jersey deserves praise for its current law, but we should remember it wasn't always that way. There was very important litigation in the 1990s involving a gay male couple who wanted to jointly adopt a foster care child that the state had placed with them. And the state refused, and it took the threat of a lawsuit by the ACLU for the state to change its policy.
And let's see what's happening in New York. Skip in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hey, Skip.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you
so much for taking the call.
You bet.
My husband and I have been trying. I think it's a little bit different in New York City, especially if you're if you're in the gay lifestyle and the gay culture. Because the experiences that we've had, they've stated that we were too gay, and the one person was very, very, very rude to us, talking about the vermin in our anus.
My, all right. Well, what about New York? Now, gay marriage is legal in New York. How does that affect adoption laws?
Well, they're really two separate things altogether. It is true that if you are already married and you have a child that's, let's say, you had with somebody else and perhaps that person passed away, you have been able in New York for many years to have your same-sex partner adopt the your child without taking sexual orientation into account. So for many years, we've had same-sex couple adoption in New York that is legal, while, of course, we've only had marriage for a much shorter period of time. Now, that doesn't mean, there's one thing, there's the law, and, of course, there's also a bureaucracy that is involved in administering the law. And so, I don't know, caller, when you say you've received when you received some problems or some questions, who exactly has been raising these objections?
Yeah, he's gone. He got off the line.
Okay, sorry.
Let me play the Romney clips. This was very interesting to me just after President Obama came out for legal same-sex marriage. And the difference is subtle, but I think it reflects the pressure that he's under from some forces on the right not to even openly accept same-sex adoption or gay adoption, LGBT adoption. So here's what he said first to Fox News on May 10th.
If two people the same gender want to live together, want to have a loving relationship, and even want to adopt a child, in my state, individuals of the same sex were able to adopt children. In my view, that's something which people have the right to do.
In my view, that's something which people have the right to do. Listen to how that gets tweaked slightly 2 days later when he's talking to WBTV in Charlotte.
Well, actually, I think all states but one allow gay adoption. So that's a position which has been decided by most of the state legislators, including the one in my state some time ago. So I simply acknowledge the fact that gay adoption is legal in all states but one.
So I simply acknowledge the fact that gay adoption is legal in all states but one. Walking back, and this was reported as a walking back from, in my view, which was kind of an endorsement. Did you follow that?
Yeah, that's the way in which I took it. I mean, I think even you can tell from just his tone of voice 2 days later, he'd obviously been, he'd been consulting with some of his advisors. And I think that was a result of political pressure from some of the more conservative, supporters, which I think is unfortunate because I think the first response is more consistent with, I think, the way in which he really thinks about the issue.
And which apparently was consistent with his actions as governor, where he didn't try to fight that status.
He did not. He did try to fight the marriage issue,
yes.
Very much so. But again, I think like Governor Christie, Governor Romney did not make a political issue out of gay adoption.
And is he right on the facts that gay adoption is legal in all states but one, or does that overstate it?
It does overstate it. There are some jurisdictions that prohibit cohabiting couples from adopting, so it's sexual orientation neutral, a state like Utah, for example. But, of course, same-sex couples cannot marry in Utah. So, but he is technically correct. There is only one state today that actually bars explicitly gays and lesbians from adopting couples, and that's Mississippi.
Kevin in Maywood, you're on WNYC. Hi, Kevin. We've got about 30 seconds for you.
Okay, quickly. My husband and I have been together for 32 years, but back in 1988, we were one of the first gay couples ever to be out in New Jersey and to adopt. And that certainly sounds very progressive for 1988, but it's really not true. We adopted two AIDS children. And I spoke to the social worker, and I'm a social worker, and I said, well, why was this allowed? This has never been allowed before for people to adopt. And she said, the people in Trenton feel like we're giving trash to the trash. And I appreciated her honesty. It's like no one wanted to adopt the AIDS kids back in 1988. Absolutely no one.
Right.
And they had no homes for them. And so we were the first, not foster home, but adoptive home.
It's a meaningful story. And I'm glad we got that little bit of oral history out there to end the segment. Professor, you want to just give us our remaining 30 seconds on what you think the next battlegrounds are here?
Well, I think as we move forward, the courts and the legislatures are going to continue to struggle with this question of what actually makes a parent. And as we discussed earlier, because of this wide diversity of ways in which LGBT individuals become families, we're going to have to start making decisions about how important biology is. Is it essential?
And
those kinds of
there.
Questions.
Carlos Ball, professor of law at Rutgers Newark and author now of The Right to Be Parents, LGBT Families, and the Transformation of Parenthood. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.